You're listening to Podcast to Practice, brought to you by Springer Health Plus IME. Podcast to Practice brings you expert-led, independent medical education discussions, inspiring healthcare professionals to maximize their learning and make measurable changes in their own clinical practice.
To me, in this conference, we've seen a lot of new developments, but to me, it's been I'm very glad to see the consolidation of the data. I think that after the pivotal studies, that the registry studies that led to the approval of new drugs in the US and most of the world, I think there were some questions about how would this translate into the real world, whether it was truly disease modifying. And I think that here we've had convincing data that this was truly disease modifying, that the long-term benefit still holds, and that the use in real world settings, contrary to some expectations, was even as safe, at least as in the trials. But to me, most importantly, is the new developments, what's to come. And I'm not talking only about the clinical AED or the secondary prevention trials. I'm talking also about new indications or new populations. So genetically determined AED, autosomal dominant AED, and Down syndrome are populations that are increasingly recognized as the best populations in which to perform preventive trials, and of course in ADAD, but also in DS, we already have two trials, the AC immune trial and the IONIS trial. But one of the really exciting developments this year is the new ALADIN trial with donanemab. And this is highly important because people with Down syndrome now die primarily because of Alzheimer's disease. It's 70% of the death in this population is clearly an unmet need, but the appropriate use recommendations advise against giving these drugs in this population due to the theoretical risk that is due to cerebral amyloid angiopathy, which is more prevalent and more severe in this population. But as I say, that's a theoretical risk that hasn't been substantiated in autosomal dominant AD, and we really need safety data in a controlled environment to really assess whether indeed this population is at high risk or not, or can benefit from these new treatments. We have a trial called ALADIN that will test for the first time the donanemab in individuals with Down syndrome. And we really hope that this trial proves the safety of this medication in individuals with Down syndrome, and we can offer true hope for these individuals that, as I say, are now mainly dying from this disease. And we can, of course, bring hope to them and their families.
Thank you for listening to Podcast to Practice, brought to you by Springer Health Plus IME. For more information on our educational programs available, visit ime.springerhealthplus.com.